This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
Ortho Virginia is now introducing the newest doctor, Dr. Owusu Achow, but his patients know him as Dr. O. Dr. O is an orthopedic surgeon specializing in sports-related injuries with Ortho Virginia. Dr. O practices locally in Richmond at our Schrader Road office, as well as Prince George. He performs minimally invasive repairs of the knee and hip, especially ACL surgery and hip labral repairs. Excellent team-based sports medicine care has the power to level the playing field and uplift communities. At Ortho Virginia, we are passionate about getting you back in the game.
Do you suffer from allergies? Are you tired of feeling tired? Are you getting sinus infection after sinus infection? You may even have eczema or asthma. Come to Richmond Allergy and Asthma Specialist and find out what's causing your symptoms. Remember, if you're trying to put out a fire, stop pouring gas on it. Come to Richmond Allergy and Asthma Specialist today. You can find us at richmondallergy.com.
Hello, this is Kevin Lang with Town Bank. As a proud graduate of EBA, I know talent gets you on the field, but it's attitude and effort that keeps you there. That's how we play at Town Bank. Local bankers, local decisions, team players. It's what you can count on from Town Bank, serving others and enriching lives.
Town Bank is a proud supporter of UVA sports. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Finding a reputable law firm can be a daunting task, especially in the midst of a crisis. But Jeff McDonald and Associates is here to help.
Jeff McDonald Associates is a personal injury and workers' comp law firm based in Virginia.
For over 25 years, our team has been helping injury victims get the compensation they need after a serious accident disrupts their life.
Injured? Don't wait. Just call the Yates. 804-888-8888.
It's always Friday at TGI Fridays, and now it's always happy hour. All day, every day at all four of our Richmond locations with $4 cocktails and $2 Miller Lite drafts. All day, every day at TGI Fridays. Enjoy wings cooked to perfection in your choice of sauces, whiskey glaze, Frank's Red Hot Buffalo, garlic parm, apple butter barbecue, and many more. Join us every Sunday at the West Broad location for every pro football game. And cheer on your favorite team with all day happy hour only at TGI Fridays. Delivery available at Fridays.com.
The mission is clear at the Faison Center to give children and adults with autism and related challenges the best opportunity to improve their life's journey through evidence-based practice.
Their mission across the lifespan is accomplished through specific programs designed to meet the needs of families at different points in their lives. The Faison School, the Faison Behavioral Health Clinic, and Faison Adult Services.
To learn more, go to FaisonCenter.org and consider making an online gift, or call the Faison Center at 804-612-1947.
At Kelleher, we've been serving the Metro Richmond area for over 50 years. We specialize in Trane heating and cooling products, in addition to serving all your heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, generator, and heating oil needs. With the fourth generation now in the business, Kelleher's team has the depth you can bet on for years to come. It's hard to stop a train, and it's hard to stop the Kelleher team. Orange and Blue, serving you since 1968.
It's tournament time, and Mosquito Squad is a proud member of Who's Talking. Mosquito Squad has you covered for all your mosquito and tick control. Most other companies charge extra for ticks, but we don't at Mosquito Squad. No contracts with 100% satisfaction guarantee is why Richmond loves us. We even have all natural options available. New clients receive first treatment for $39. Call the squad at 804-409-2710 or go to mosquitosquad.com and fight the bite.
This is Who's Talking on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Diehard Wahoo Frank Maloney and former UVA basketball standout Jim Hobbo Hobgood break down the Cavaliers each week in a way that only Frank and Hobbo can provide. Brought to you by Ortho Virginia, Town Bank of Richmond, TGI Fridays, Clinical Research Partners, Richmond Allergy and Asthma, and Oaklea Press.
Coliseum, the 29th time the ACC tournament has been held here at the Greensboro Coliseum. Frank and Hobbo almost courtside, and we are lucky tonight to have Mike Barber, the esteemed writer for the Times-Dispatch and several other papers today, joining us. And
did he give you the word esteemed?
I use that word.
Oh.
It's in my contract, guys. Oh, okay. You have
I just want. I was wondering where that one came from. No, very much so, very much so. And I even have his article from Tuesday's paper right in front of me where he...
Hobbo, by the way, Hobbo saves every paper according to...
Well, I save every Mike Barber article, that's for
sure. I can autograph them for you.
I may get you to do that.
You know, here's a fun thing about that. If I sign it, the value actually goes down. It's worth more before I write my name on it.
Well, unless I sign it too.
No. Good gracious. Well, apparently everybody at this table has had some cocktails.
Well, right. It is 5 o'clock.
It is 5 o'clock somewhere, including here.
Well, Mike, let me ask you this. Obviously, the tournament is pretty much gone according to form thus far. 5 teams are gone. You know, 12, 13, 14, 15 are already out. Virginia Tech at 11 is the highest seed remaining. What do you expect tonight, the two games, BC Carolina and Tech State?
But BC Carolina is fascinating to me because BC has just gotten better as the year's gone on. You know, they got Quentin Post back, and right away everyone's like, okay, well, we'll see what they are. And, I mean, you guys know this. You get somebody back, it's going to take a week or two right before he's up to speed and you're finding a good rhythm. So I really like what Earl Grant's done with Boston College. Now, I don't love their matchup with Carolina. Carolina won. They're desperate. They know they need to win here. They need to make a run. Armando Bacot, I don't know that there's anybody in the country that I like a matchup with him against. So I think North Carolina will get it done, but I think people who are overlooking Boston College are probably sleeping on what has a potential to be a really good basketball game because I think the Eagles can make things very interesting.
What about the nightcap, State and Tech?
Yeah, that's going to be interesting. We saw Tech kind of squeak by Notre Dame. I think, you know, there was a lot of question coming in. Is Notre Dame going to be emotionally checked out, right? It's been a bad year, and you know, Mike Bray's leaving and all of that kind of stuff. But I thought they came to play. Virginia Tech played hard. I don't know that they played well. I don't know that they were crisp. But if you remember a year ago when they made that big run in Brooklyn, it started with almost a miracle finish, the Darius Maddox shot to beat Clemson. I mean, if it's not for that, they don't have that run in Brooklyn.
Right.
So there was a little bit of that feel for me in the Notre Dame game, maybe not quite as dramatic, but where you say, okay, you didn't play great, you found a way to win, now where do you go with that? Again, don't love the matchup with State. The three guards, we knew going into the year, they're going to be real good with those three guards, real good on the perimeter, but the emergence of DJ Burns and his ability to pass the ball out of double teams, I think they're tough. So I like State. I like both the Carolina schools to advance.
Everybody has an opinion. North Carolina, what do they have to do to get in the dance?
Yeah, well, there's two questions there, right? Like, I think, one, they're good enough to be an NCAA tournament team. Two, I think they've done enough. I think they belong there. Now, I'm not on the selection committee, and I don't get a vote, and I'm wrong. You know, my guess is that they need to win at least one, maybe two more here in Greensboro to cement their resume. And I don't think that's right. But I think that's reality.
Hmm. Well, it's interesting, you know, with UNC and State both playing games tonight in what essentially is like a home court advantage. There will be a lot of baby blues in the crowd, and there will be a lot of NC State red, Wolfpack red. And so for these two teams, there will be a lot of motion in the house. The interesting thing is, will they be able to channel that emotion? Because both teams have been up and down this year, and their coaches know it. I mean, Kevin Keats has been frustrated at times, not understanding why his team has been is so disjointed at times, because he knows he has talent. You know the Carolina. Hubert Davis is frustrated. I've watched him. He's walking around. He's looking at the floor, and he's trying not to lash out. So here we got a game tonight, his first game. Boston College is playing with house money. And I felt like when they were winning that game last night against Louisville, in the last 5 minutes, there was a lot of elation at the end of that bench. And way more than you would expect in a first-round game, you know, on a Tuesday night. You take this Virginia Tech team, they've got a chip on their shoulder. They're dangerous. I wouldn't be surprised if BC and VPI come out with wins.
I'd be surprised, but I think you're right. And what I like about Virginia Tech and what I like about North Carolina is they are veteran teams. So you talk about that emotion and the stage, and all, but when they start playing, they've got enough guys who have played enough basketball that you don't get carried away with that. Sometimes if you have a younger team, you walk that line. Okay, you want your guys to be emotionally up. You want them to have that energy. You want them to be fired up. But are they going to start kicking the ball into the seats? You don't want that. With Carolina, with all those guys back, Virginia Tech, even though it has not been a good year, with all of those guys back, they played a lot of minutes. I think they'll be just fine in the setting.
Let me ask you this, and it's just your opinion I'm asking, but why do you think Carolina has had a subpar year relative to expectations?
Yeah, I had a long talk with Armando Bacot over the weekend about this, and had a story about him. I guess it's in today's paper. Maybe it's in tomorrow's paper, so spoiler alert. I may give away some of that. But he talked a lot about, you know, there's a lot of stories out there about the chemistry. Did they have problems in the locker room? He said, no, it hasn't been the case. What you have at Carolina is a mix of young and old guys who don't seem to have the effort level every possession that you need. And it's interesting because Armando Bacot has that. And when you hear Hubert Davis, really for 2 years, he's talked about his frustration of having to coach effort. And he always says, not Armando, right? Armando's going to give me 38 good minutes, 36 good, whatever it is. But other guys are up and down, right? Caleb Love, if the shot's not falling, what are you going to get out of him? Leaky Black, streaky shooter, great defender. What are you going to get in some other areas? And it just feels like a team that when they're all dialed in and they're all playing the way Bacot plays, which is kind of hair on fire, they're really tough to beat. But can you get, I mean, even five or six guys on a given night to do it? You don't have to go all the way down the bench. They just haven't been able to do that.
You know, the one difference with Carolina now, and Duke too, from years ago, is the defensive effort. And I think some of with Duke, with the one-and-done guys, it's a little harder to really get them to buy in on the defensive end. And, you know, I remember back to the Wojciechowski days, slapping the floor and all that kind of stuff. You don't see that much out of Duke or Carolina anymore. But tonight, you have to think there's a sense of urgency, and they know starting tonight, they have to perform on both ends for 40 minutes.
Yeah, although I think that's been a message to this team all year that they haven't gotten. Now, to your point, you're running out of opportunities. Yeah. You do it now or you do it never. So I think you're going to see them match the intensity of their best player. I think Bacot's going to come out and play hard, and I think you're going to see the other guys match that intensity and set up what would be a really pivotal game for them. Because another win over Virginia, I think that, to me, they're safely in the field
I'm
now.
I'm assuming you think that as a Virginia fan, I should be rooting for Boston College. Would we rather play BC than Carolina?
Yes, and I know that UVA just went up there. I was up there in Chestnut Hill. That didn't go well. But of the two, certainly I think Boston College is a more favorable, just because of Bacot and the challenges he presents. Now, Caden Shedrick has played some good games, and then he sat on the bench and not played at all. And Francisco Cafaro with his big body, and he can bump a guy around. And there's different things that Tony Bennett will do in terms of will he post-trap a guy or will he trust people one-on-one. But
you figured out why Shedrick's not playing? Frank and I are curious.
Well, I think it's quite simply it's practice execution. We saw him have a good week of practice, and then we saw him go out and play against NC State. And I thought he was great on DJ Burns. And not just in the post, but pushing DJ out, making sure that when DJ Burns caught the ball, he was doing it away from the basket. Now he's not a threat, and then they would double team, he couldn't pass. But if he's not, the effort isn't there in practice, Tony Bennett ended
up playing. I'll let Frank get in here in a moment. As a former player, I think coaches put far too much emphasis on practice. You know, I emphasize you, how guys play in games.
You and Allen Iverson both.
That's right.
Practice. Hey, let's talk about the fact that we have heard from sources that Debbie Ryan, the former women's coach, has commented to some folks lately, courtside, that she thought Shedrick might be a little gun-shy after getting hit in the face on a number of occasions in those games, and that maybe he's not quite sticking his head in there, going for the rebounds and going for the block shots the way he was prior. Like, listen, let's face it, that in that Michigan game, the guy that hit him should have gotten a flagrant.
Yeah, he's been knocked around a bunch. But to me, what you're seeing is a balance for a guy who's getting too many stupid fouls.
Yes.
And that's the biggest thing with Shedrick is stupid fouls. That's why they couldn't start him, because he'd go out on the floor, and in the first 4 minutes, he'd have two fouls.
Now, the counter-argument to that is Cafaro. I keep telling people he picks up his first foul getting off the bus.
Right, but that's okay. let him go and get the two. But, you know, I think Shedrick has tried to – I don't think it's about the contact and it's about the hard fouls. I think it's about I'm trying not to reach. I'm trying not to do stupid things and get those fouls that just infuriate the coaching staff. I mean, if you remember I think it was the Duke game.
Yes.
And Tony Bennett played him when he had two fouls. And I said to a guy next to me, a man who works over at ESPN, and who's a friend of mine, I said, you can't play Caden Shedrick with two fouls. He's not smart enough basketball savvy-wise to not get – and the first thing he did was reach out and grab a jersey and get that cheap third foul. That, to me, is the biggest thing that's holding Shedrick back.
Well, it's a shame because he's a very skilled athlete. I've had interesting conversations with him ever since – the very beginning, and he's a very bright student. He's in the comm school.
And I mean, he's potentially a rim protector. He makes up for defensive mistakes back at the rim.
And that's what I think this defense is missing. You think about the great pack lines, and it had Akeel Mitchell at the back or Darian Atkins at the back. Who could, if there was a breakdown? Now, I think Beekman and Clark are pretty good, so you're not going to get a lot of breakdowns. But when it happens, it's nice to have that rim protection. But if you don't trust Shedrick to play the way you need him to play, you can't just have him out there hoping he's going to get three at the rim.
In my day, I never got close enough to anybody to foul him.
That's another way to do it.
Habo, I knew somehow that was going to come up tonight. All right. I want to remind folks we are meeting with Mike Barber here, not far from the court, although not like it used to be. In the old days, we were actual courtside in the Coliseum.
At least close to the media meal area. That's good. You know.
Habo and I, we're going to get fed. That's for sure. the cool thing about this tournament is you always get the sense that somebody is going to come out of nowhere. It's always talked about. It's always rumored. And to this point, it hasn't happened. But in the games that remain, you know, Miami's got to play Wake. Duke has got to play Pitt. You know, the Hoos are going to play either Carolina or BC, most likely Carolina. And Clemson's going to face the winner of VPI NC State. Do you see any upsets on the horizon?
I mean, the two teams, not that I'm picking them, but that I think are the best candidates are Virginia Tech and Wake Forest. You know, Wake Forest, there was a point where they were first in the league. They seemed like a lock for the NCAA tournament.
Yep.
They are still dangerous. Obviously, losing to Mari Monsanto has changed the way they play and has hurt them. But they're still good. And Tyree Appleby is as good as anybody here. So I think Wake is a team that has an interesting opportunity to get hot. Virginia Tech, too. Again, for Virginia Tech, 5 in 5 days, that's a tall ask.
Right.
But could they send some people home in big spots? Yeah, absolutely.
Yes.
Now, forget for the moment you're on who's talking. Who do you think is going to win the tournament?
So, Virginia fans, cover your ears. Virginia Tech fans, too. I think we're going to get a Duke-Carolina part three in the championship game.
Wow.
I think Duke's going to win it. I don't understand. When you talk about the perception of the ACC, and people always talk about, well, when Duke and Carolina are down, I don't see Duke as down. I mean, I've watched them play a number of games in person, on television. I don't see how they're...
And I think they're peaking at the right time,
They're hot, and they're good, man. And they're healthy. They've got everybody on the floor right now. So the idea that Duke not being good is hurting the ACC, I don't see Duke not being good. I see Duke being really good. I think they get the job done.
They played a tough schedule.
Yeah, they always
do. And they're not. They didn't get credit for it in the net or anything else. I mean, yeah,
the net's funky, right? And I don't know that I trust it, but go ask some coaches in the Big Ten or Big 12 if they want to be matched up with Duke in the second round of the NCAA tournament. They don't. Nobody does.
That's potentially, I mean, we could have three or four teams make the second weekend of the tournament, which is the way conferences are judged anymore, how they do in the NCAA tournament.
I think you've got three or four that could be in the Elite Eight, could be. And then once you're there, I always said this because, you know, I always laugh about Marv Levy couldn't win a big game because he lost all those Super Bowls, right? You know how many big games Marv Levy won to get to the Super Bowl 4 years in a row? So to me, if you're in the Elite Eight, you can be a Final Four. So I think there are three or four teams legitimately in this league that, you know, would not surprise me if they ended up in the Final Four.
Well, this has been a lot of fun. Enjoyed sitting here with Mike Barber of the Times-Dispatch, and I know you've got got to get down and get to your court seat, but we want to thank you. It's always fun interacting with members of the media. We don't get to do it very often. We're usually interviewing former UVA athletes. And
well, you know, writers are smart people.
Some of us.
That's why I didn't do very well in writing, too.
Some of us are esteemed,
you know.
Yeah, how about you know, if you hang around me long enough, you might pick up a few
academic
words.
That academic All-American thing it shows that I could at least fool some of the people some of the time. You know,
that was then. This is now. All right. We got to head to break here. We got the next segment shortly. We'll follow after the commercial break. And Habo and I will start talking about the rest of the tournament together and also the rest of the show. And then tomorrow night's show, we'll prep you and all that. So stay with us. Who's Talking continues in just a few minutes.
Thank you, Mike.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
Hello, this is Kevin Lang with Town Bank. As a proud graduate of EBA, I know talent gets you on the field, but it's attitude and effort that keeps you there. That's how we play at Town Bank. Local bankers, local decisions, team players. It's what you can count on from Town Bank, serving others and enriching lives.
Town Bank is a proud supporter of UVA Sports.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's your number one online source as a Virginia fan. TheSaber.com gives you the best access to Virginia football.
Throws down the middle of the field. It's caught. Keon Johnson reaches.
Men's basketball.
Cavaliers having to face the noise. Parentes fires from three and hits another dagger.
And recruiting.
You know, with the UVA, I know he made a visit to Charlottesville last month.
Plus, don't forget about the informative articles and, of course, the message boards. The online source for the serious Wahoo fan. TheSaber.com.
Canal Capital Management is a fully integrated wealth planning firm whose singular focus is on growing and in protecting the wealth of their clients. Canal's unique approach provides an array of services, including investment management, tax and financial planning, real estate management, business consulting, and family office services.
Canal Capital Management and former UVA kicker Noah Greenbaum are proud supporters of Who's Talking. Canal was built for a single purpose, to provide clients with a simple, understandable process to grow, protect, and eventually transfer their wealth.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Call for Clinical Research Partners. With all of the crazy new infections going on these days, like Lyme, COVID, flu, and monkeypox, we need newer and better medicines to stay healthy. Clinical trials are the only way that happens. Clinical Research Partners is now testing new vaccines for flu, COVID, and more. We need you. Come in and be in one of our studies now. Find us at clinicalresearchrva.com.
It's always Friday at TGI Fridays, and now it's always happy hour. All day, every day at all four of our Richmond locations with $4 cocktails and $2 Miller Lite drafts. All day, every day at TGI Fridays. Enjoy wings cooked to perfection in your choice of sauces, whiskey glaze, Frank's Red Hot Buffalo, garlic parm, apple butter barbecue, and many more. Join us every Sunday at the West Broad location for every pro football game. And cheer on your favorite team with all day happy hour only at TGI Fridays. Delivery available at Fridays.com.
At Kelleher, we've been serving the metro Richmond area for over 50 years. We specialize in Trane heating and cooling products, in addition to serving all your heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, generator, and heating oil needs. With the fourth generation now in the business, Kelleher's team has the depth you can bet on for years to come. It's hard to stop a Trane, and it's hard to stop the Kelleher team. Orange and blue, serving you since 1968.
Hi, this is Boyd Rawls. I'm an orthopedic hand surgeon specializing in hand, wrist, and elbow injuries. I'm a diehard Wahoo who completed nearly all of my training at the University of Virginia. Ortho Virginia is the largest multi-specialty orthopedic practice in Virginia. We have offices in Richmond, Lynchburg, Northern Virginia, and Virginia Beach. Our dedicated certified hand therapists will work hard to speed your recovery. For more information, please visit our website, orthovirginia.com.
Mitchell Endoscopy Center is a full-service gastroenterology practice specializing in colon cancer screening. All procedures are performed by a physician in our state-of-the-art endoscopy center under monitored propofol sedation.
New recommendations for colon cancer screening start at age 45. Cancer screening should be a regular part of your life. Screening tests help find cancer early.
Come visit us at mitchellendoscopycenter.com or call 804-282-3114 to schedule your screening colonoscopy now.
Bringing you the latest with all things UVA athletics. It's Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobgood on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, and now on 105.1 FM.
All right, we're back. Who's Talking? Greensboro Coliseum, the 29th time that the ACC tournament's been held at the Greensboro Coliseum. And Jim and I feel like we've been to almost all of them.
Well, I was at the first three that were played here because I played in them back in the 1970s. But, yeah, the 70th annual ACC tournament, obviously it started for the first 10-plus years at Reynolds Coliseum. In Raleigh, Everett Case, the great legendary coach at NC State. It's been at Charlotte many times, but Greensboro is the number one location in the history of the ACC tournament. I think it's a great place to have the tournament.
This is the best venue. Let's face it, it's got 22,000 seats. Every school gets plenty of seats that they can sell to their top donors.
Centrally located, and you know, people complain about the four North Carolina schools having an advantage, but there are four schools close by.
Right.
Which also means tonight, for example, after seeing a lot of empty seats the first several sessions, tonight will be packed because Carolina and State are playing. So.
Which is a good thing.
Yeah, absolutely. You want the full house.
All right, let's take care of some housekeeping real quick. First and foremost, we've got the Mosquito Squad has agreed to be a special sponsor of Air Visit here in Greensboro. And we want to thank Mosquito Squad. It's great that they could join us here.
And a great slogan, fight the bite.
Fight the bite. And while we're at it, I also want to thank our major sponsors year-round, and that's Ortho Virginia, Town Bank of Richmond, Clinical Research Partners, and thesaber.com. Those folks have been with us for many years, and
the Sabre, too.
From the very beginning.
Don't forget, we're going to have a show tomorrow as well, and Jerry Ratcliffe, a longtime beat writer for the Who's in Charlottesville, and Dave Glenn. So, will join us, ACC Sports Journal he used to run, and he's been around the conference for a long time.
Very few people know the ACC basketball any better than Dave Glenn. I mean, he's got to be top five. I mean, his institutional memory and knowledge of all the teams, and you'd want him on the trivia team if you were playing ACC basketball.
So it'll be fun to get his insights tomorrow afternoon.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Our next two guests are going to join us here at the bottom there, and that's Chris Graham and Scott German. Chris is the editor of the Augusta Free Press, and Scott is a contributing writer. Scott used to write for the Daily Progress, so these two young men are very interesting in their own right. It's almost like Rocky and Bullwinkle. I enjoy listening to them during games, at halftime, pregame, postgame, because they have, I think, a very different outlook on sports and ACC.
If we've got Rocky and Bullwinkle, where's Natasha?
I don't know, or for that matter, Boris. But anyway, we've always enjoyed getting to know them over the years, and Scott and I always commiserate during the tough losses. He keeps me smiling, and I thank him for that. All right. We just had Mike Barber on earlier.
He was terrific, by the way.
I thought that was a surprisingly good visit. He has a lot of energy, and that sort of surprised me. But now we've got two characters joining us, and hopefully this won't get way off the rails. I'm a little concerned, and I don't think our insurance policy covers what we're about to step into after this next break. But anyway, Hubbo, any thoughts?
No, just it's going to be a great evening tonight, and we'll have a lot with these gentlemen discuss tomorrow night's Virginia game at 7 o'clock. But in the meantime, we might as well go ahead and go to break and give us a little extra time with them when we come back.
Yeah, I think we got a hard break, so hang on there, Jim.
Forget the hard break, you know.
Yeah, Jim wants to write his own rules. You know, we're...
It is tax season, that's what... I mean, I shouldn't say that. But.
Goodness gracious. So we do know, by the way, we do know that Jim Boeheim has retired from the position as head coach for life at Syracuse. It's been confirmed, and Adrian Autry has been named the new head coach. Today at the postgame presser, just as Syracuse Orangemen had lost, he was very evasive when asked questions. In fact, it was one of the stranger sequences that I've ever heard. Wake Forest won a last-second jump shot. They hit a three, and then we're in that post-game presser, and things are going along fairly normally as these things go. And then he was asked, you know, Coach Boeheim, are you planning to return? And da-da-da. And he said, well, if the university does this, that, or wants me, or it's up to them. And then he was asked again by another writer, and he was evasive. And finally, he was asked by a fellow who's been writing for 25 years covering the Orangemen. And he said, well, it's up to the university. And I was like, clearly there's something going on right then and there. And
Well, I think we do have to go to break now. So why don't we go to break and return with our gentleman from the Augusta Free Press. You're listening to Who's Talking from the 70th Annual Atlantic Coast Conference Tournament. Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
Jeff McDonald & Associates is a personal injury and workers' compensation law firm based out of Richmond, Virginia.
For over 25 years, our attorneys at Jeff McDonald & Associates have been standing up to big insurance bullies for our clients.
With our no-fee guarantee, you will owe us nothing until you have won your case.
If you or a loved one has suffered an injury or been wronged, just call the 804-888-888. Canal Capital Management is a fully integrated wealth planning firm whose singular focus is on growing and in protecting the wealth of their clients. Canal's unique approach provides an array of services, including investment management, tax and financial planning, real estate management, business consulting, and family office services.
Canal Capital Management and former UVA kicker Noah Greenbaum are proud supporters of Who's Talking. Canal was built for a single purpose, to provide clients with a simple, understandable process to grow, protect, and eventually transfer their wealth.
Maxwell & Associates is a full-service accounting and business advisory firm with a large focus on business sales for Main Street and lower middle market businesses. With three offices in Richmond and a team of CPAs and enrolled agents, Maxwell & Associates offers tax prep services, bookkeeping, payroll services, along with full-service business brokerage offerings, including succession and growth planning, mergers and acquisitions, and post-business sale consulting. Call 804-200-8442 to speak to Jim.
It's always Friday at TGI Fridays, and now it's always happy hour. All day, every day at all four of our Richmond locations with $4 cocktails and $2 Miller Lite drafts. All day, every day at TGI Fridays. Enjoy wings cooked to perfection in your choice of sauces, whiskey glaze, Frank's Red Hot Buffalo, garlic parm, apple butter barbecue, and many more. Join us every Sunday at the West Broad location for every pro football game. And cheer on your favorite team with all day happy hour only at TGI Fridays. Delivery available at Fridays.com.
In 1984, Charles McDaniel capped off his third straight season leading UVA in tackles and was named first team All-ACC.
McDaniel has continued a legacy with a career of a different approach, helping move individuals and companies with ease.
Since 2005, McDaniel has served as the CEO of Hildrip, one of the most acclaimed moving companies in the U.S.
Whether moving near or far, Hildrip will show you why they are the best moving services company.
Next time you need help moving, go to Hildrip.
Do you suffer from allergies? Are you tired of feeling tired? Are you getting sinus infection after sinus infection? You may even have eczema or asthma. Come to Richmond Allergy and Asthma Specialist and find out what's causing your symptoms. Remember, if you're trying to put out a fire, stop pouring gas on it. Come to Richmond Allergy and Asthma Specialist today. You can find us at richmondallergy.com.
Thank you to all Virginia Athletic Foundation members for your support of Virginia Athletics. This is Brennan Armstrong, quarterback for your Virginia Cavaliers. Your contributions help our team excel in the classroom, competition, and in the community. Go Hoos!
Hi, I'm Tony Elliott. I encourage you to support our efforts to build the model program by becoming a member of the Virginia Athletics Foundation today.
To make a difference in the lives of UVA student-athletes, call the Virginia Athletics Foundation at 434-982-5555 or visit VirginiaAthleticsFoundation.com.
It's tournament time, and Mosquito Squad is a proud member of Who's Talking. Mosquito Squad has you covered for all your mosquito and tick control. Most other companies charge extra for ticks, but we don't at Mosquito Squad. No contracts with 100% satisfaction guarantee is why Richmond loves us. We even have all natural options available. New clients receive first treatment for $39. Call the squad at 804-409-2710 or go to mosquitosquad.com and fight the bite.
Nobody covers the Wahoos quite like these two. You're listening to Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobbo Hobgood on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan and now on 105.1 FM.
Yeah.
Yes, it is a rush to be at the Greensboro Coliseum for the ACC tournament, 29th time held here in Greensboro. And I'm delighted to be sitting here with Jim Hobgood, my partner, and we've got two good friends joining us. We've never had this deadly duo seated with us or even call in. We've got Scott German on my left, and we've got Chris Graham on my right. You might know Chris wrote a really good book some years ago, two good books. Help me. Mad About You, which was really a history about U-Haul, which is a fascinating book. I think you can still get it on Amazon.
It is still available on Amazon, yes, sir.
And then the second book you've written is called Team of...
Destiny.
Destiny.
About the 2019 championship team.
Wow.
And I've read the first one. I still haven't read the second one. Shoot me. But anyway, delighted.
You know, the book has outlasted University Hall. You know, the book is still out there, but the U-Haul is not.
At this point, yes.
That's very sad. I can't believe you just did that to me. All right. Well, we've got these two fellows here, and they cover UVA football and UVA basketball as well as anybody. And I think at times they've shown great resilience. And I want to get your take, and I'll let the two of you guys take turns. Talk to us a little bit about covering the UVA basketball team this season and why it's been somewhat challenging.
This team played its best basketball, at least to this point, in November. In Las Vegas, the win over Baylor, the win over Illinois, when everybody was fully healthy, played great basketball. We thought, of course, at the time that there'd be even more growth since, but then Reese Beekman got hurt. Ben Vanderplas jumps into the starting lineup, and he's been dealing with an injury. So it's been a while since this team has played its best basketball, and yet it's 23-6 and co-regular season champions in the ACC.
Now, they shot the ball well early in the season. Now, do you think the injuries are impacting the shooting ability?
I think so. I think because Reese Beekman, when he can penetrate the lane and kick out, it's so hard. The opponents have to account for him penetrating, and you get a lot of guys cheating off the guys on the perimeter to kind of double team him or at least check him a little bit, and it leaves those guys out there just a little sliver more open. And with him a little damaged, a little dinged up, he's not quite as good at the basket as he had been. So that means that they can stay out there on those perimeter shooters more. I think that's a big impact there.
Let me switch to your colleague here. Isaac McNeely came in as a shooter by reputation. I haven't seen it that much in games yet. And now he's obviously made some shots, but I wouldn't call him J.J. Redick or Curtis Staples yet. Do you think that's going to come?
I think it will. Chris and I often talk on Press Row that I think he's playing within the system. And we're both analytics type people, and I keep the track of how many shots he doesn't take that he maybe should have. And I've talked to Isaac, and he basically says the same thing. He's playing within the system. He takes the shots that are there.
You know, it was a long time ago, but I never had one of those, a shot that I didn't take.
Or didn't like.
So, but it's a good point, though, because there are a number of times where I'm watching the game, and he'll catch the ball in a situation, and I'm thinking, shoot it.
Shoot the ball.
You know, you're open. You know, you're a shooter, you're open. All right, so there's still 15 or 20 seconds on the shot clock. If you got a great shot, take it.
Jim, I often wondered, and I won't date you, but you were one of my first college idols, heroes.
Well, what do we say? Take a number? No, I'm just kidding.
Do you think it would help, and you played along a great shooter at Barry Parkhill, do you think it would help Isaac to talk to Barry about taking those shots?
Barry, he was a great clutch shooter. I always put Barry, Jeff Lamp, Brian Stith, some of the greats. Wally Walker would fit in that category, too, because he was also a teammate of mine as well. So, I just sometimes attribute it. You're saying the system. Sometimes I think he's a first-year guy, and maybe he's still a little reserved in taking that shot as readily as he might. But, and part of the problem is he's taking three or four shots a game from three. Sometimes you go 0 for 3, but if you take 5, 6, or 7, you might make the next 3 or 4, So
I want to interject something real quick. I remember that first year and a half or so of Joe Harris. How many times did members of the media and the fans themselves say, shoot it, just shoot it? But Joe Harris was learning the system. He was learning how to fit in with his teammates, learning how to set up other players. I think McNeely is that type of kid too. I think he has supreme confidence. He just understands, I want to be on this team, I want to be part of this team. And I think maybe a situation will arise where his teammates say, look, we need you to come alive tonight.
We forget that Malcolm Brogdon, we remember Malcolm being the three-time first-team All-ACC player as a sophomore, junior, and senior, but as a freshman, he averaged 6.9 points a game. He had to grow into himself, too. McNeely's playing the most minutes of any first-year player under Tony Bennett since Malcolm Brogdon.
Really?
He earned his minutes by playing defense, and he's slowly trickling out those shots. So I see a potential for a similar growth pattern. I mean, obviously, it's hard to say a guy's going to be the next Malcolm Brogdon, but the fact that he's getting all the minutes he's getting this year, he's getting 22 minutes a game, says a lot about what Tony thinks in terms of his ability to play defense and earn those minutes.
I was just going to ask, do you think he's coming along defensively?
Yeah, you know, he had the advantage of having played the pack line defense in high school. His high school coach at Poca High School in Poca, West Virginia, the Poca Dots, as they are nicknamed, they played the pack line, and his coach learned it from Tony Bennett and his staff. He actually came to UVA a few times and kind of got some of their principles. And so, you know, it's different still playing in college as in high school, but he knew the principles. He already knew what he was doing, and that showed early on. That's when he was earning those minutes. So, and his high school coach even said, you know, several times, he's not going to take bad shots. He's a good player. He's going to pass the ball. He's going to distribute. You don't see a lot of high school guys who get to the Division I Power 5 college level who are that unselfish. And so we got to get a little bit of that selfishness out of him, though. That's the thing.
You know, to make a deep run either this week or in the next several weeks, Virginia's going to have to shoot the ball well. Are they capable of doing that again?
Wow, I believe they are. I think it's shooting is confidence, right? So make some shots, and it'll start falling in place. I really do. And do you think the flow of the game is a little different here in the tournament as it is? Do you think there's a separation between regular season and tournament?
Well, you know, I always have felt that Tony Bennett's style of fewer possessions in a game is sort of the way the tournament play is conducted. So I always felt that was an advantage for Virginia because they sort of play that way all the time rather than run up and down in a fast tempo. The downside to playing the way that Virginia does, a lot of games are going to come down to the last few minutes where execution is crucial. So it's, can you make that defensive stop? Can you make the jump shot? And can you make the free throws? And why is that? Why are we struggling so much making free throws?
And it's not. Sometimes when a team struggles at the free throw line, it's because the wrong guys are shooting free throws. It might be a guy who shoots 50% is getting fouled a lot. These are the guys who are missing free throws lately are the guys who should be making the free throws. So that's the frustrating thing. I mean, Jim, you played. Free throws are a function of, I think, a little bit of your fitness, your endurance, and also just your concentration. And so I think like anything else, it can be contagious.
Right.
Bad things can be contagious, just like good things can be contagious. And I think that it's been in their head for a few weeks now, and they have to have a good night at the line, and maybe that'll go away.
Yeah, Vanderplas got a nice round of applause the other day when he made one. You know, so that was good.
Positive swing thoughts, right?
Yes,
let's use the golf terminology here.
You know, looking at the Virginia lineup, Virginia knows what it's going to get from Kihei Clark every night. Okay. Jaden Gardner has proven over the last couple of weeks, 3 weeks, he's going to give you 15 to 17 points. Reese Bigman, you're going to get, the other night he had 11 assists, which is crazy. That's a lot of assists. My question to you, Armon Franklin. To me, when Armon Franklin is hitting, these other teams fall apart. Now, he had a big shot against Clemson in the corner right in front of the Clemson bench, and I made a note of it. I said, that could be the beginning of something for him. And these last two games of the regular season, he seemed to have refound his stroke and his confidence. The question is, will it carry over here inside this very large arena?
I think he's like a lot of shooters. If he can make his first shot or you know, make a shot early in the game, it builds confidence. And what he's doing differently this year than what he did last year, he's shooting the ball better in general, but he's also taking it to the basket, taking it to the lane more.
Yep.
And, you know, that can give you the opportunity. Once you see a ball go through the net,
yep,
that can give you confidence, even if it's a little bunny. It can make you say, one went in. Now the next time I shoot a three-pointer, maybe that gives me some confidence. So him early, the first 5 minutes are really key for him in terms of whether he's engaged or not.
And that brings me to Ryan Dunn, the secret weapon. So we've laughed at this, Scott, that, you know, Dunn comes in the game and these opponents, they just do not know what's going to happen. I mean, Bobby Stokes told us on the air a month or so ago that essentially Ryan Dunn gets better every time he sees him. When I see Dunn play, he's the kind of guy you'd like to pick on the playground is, all right, I want him on my team because he can block shots, he can rebound, he can run the court, he can jump up and dunk the heck out of it, and he can make a shot every now and then, and he seems comfortable at the foul line most of the time. What are your thoughts?
I agree with you, Frank. I'm just concerned that we're not seeing enough of him. And
okay.
When we do see him,
yep,
is it because someone else is in foul trouble? Someone else is not playing?
Right.
Well, is it time that we saw more of him to begin with?
Now, and that's a good point. Frank and I have had this conversation. Assuming we play Carolina tomorrow night, the Nance matchup against Gardner is problematic. And Frank and I have been talking back and forth about the positives of playing Dunmore from a defensive standpoint. I've advocated hockey rules where he can change on the fly. Send Gardner in on the offensive end and send Dunn in to play defense. But what do you guys think about that?
Yeah, Dunn guarding a four, a stretch four like Nance, and who's got the athletic ability to get to the rim and get in the lane too. Very important. I think, as Vanderplas has struggled with his health, he's had a bad back the last few weeks, that Dunn at defensively and offensively, he was recruited as a guard to play at Virginia. He was 6'4 or 6'5 when they recruited him.
Right.
He still has those guard skills.
And he's 6'8.
And he's 6'8 now. Yeah, he's grown more into his body. So, you know, defensively, I think offensively as well, he can make you respect just like Vanderplas can when he's on offense.
Yep.
He's hit a couple of threes, and they've been in contact in offense threes. So I think on both ends he can be a benefit to this team.
All right. We got 30 seconds before we go to break. Final thoughts in terms of the games tonight. Scott, you first.
The 7 o'clock game is going to be awesome. Carolina fighting for their life. I'm hearing that Boston, BC may have their big man post back.
That's what we hear.
I think Carolina's on the ropes tonight.
All right, VPI versus State. Chris?
Virginia Tech is better than they've played. I mean, better than their record indicates anyway. And so that's going to be a heck of a game. I think it could go either way.
All right, two great games tonight. And we look forward to see what happens tonight. It affects what's going to happen tomorrow night when Virginia finally gets to play at 7 o'clock. All right, we're going to head to break here.
We thank you guys. Don't make yourself strangers in the future here.
Thank you, Jim.
Might have to do this again.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks a lot.
All right, stay with us. Who's Talking returns in a few minutes.
Thank you to all Virginia Athletic Foundation members for your support of Virginia Athletics. This is Brennan Armstrong, quarterback for your Virginia Cavaliers. Your contributions help our team excel in the classroom, competition, and in the community. Go Hoos!
Hi, I'm Tony Elliott. I encourage you to support our efforts to build the model program by becoming a member of the Virginia Athletics Foundation today.
To make a difference in the lives of UVA student-athletes, call the Virginia Athletics Foundation at 434-982-5555 or visit virginiaathleticsfoundation.com.
Ortho Virginia is now introducing the newest doctor, Dr. Owusu Achow, but his patients know him as Dr. O. Dr. O is an orthopedic surgeon specializing in sports-related injuries with Ortho Virginia. Dr. O practices locally in Richmond at our Schrader Road office, as well as Prince George. He performs minimally invasive repairs of the knee and hip, especially ACL surgery and hip labral repairs. Excellent team-based sports medicine care has the power to level the playing field and uplift communities. At Ortho Virginia, we are passionate about getting you back in the game.
Mitchell Endoscopy Center is a full-service gastroenterology practice specializing in colon cancer screening. All procedures are performed by a physician in our state-of-the-art endoscopy center under monitored propofol sedation.
New recommendations for colon cancer screening start at age 45. Cancer screening should be a regular part of your life. Screening tests help find cancer early.
Come visit us at MitchellEndoscopyCenter.com or call 804-282-3114 to schedule your screening colonoscopy now.
Charles McDaniel, starting UVA linebacker from 82 to 85, set a record with 130 tackles.
Now McDaniel is the president of Hildreth Moving and Storage, an agent for United Van Lines.
The same discipline McDaniel showed on the field is now seen through his leadership at Hildreth.
Whether you're moving your home, company, or employees, Hildreth is committed to helping you get to your next destination with ease.
Their game plan to be...
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win, only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
Jeff McDonald & Associates is a personal injury and workers' compensation law firm based out of Richmond, Virginia.
For over 25 years, our attorneys at Jeff McDonald & Associates have been standing up to big insurance bullies for our clients.
With our no-fee guarantee, you will owe us nothing until you have won your case.
If you or a loved one has suffered an injury or been wronged, just call the 804-888-888. Canal Capital Management is a fully integrated wealth planning firm whose singular focus is on growing and protecting the wealth of their clients. Canal's unique approach provides an array of services, including investment management, tax and financial planning, real estate management, business consulting, and family office services.
Canal Capital Management and former UVA kicker Noah Greenbaum are proud supporters of Who's Talking. Canal was built for a single purpose, to provide clients with a simple, understandable process to grow, protect, and eventually transfer their wealth.
Maxwell & Associates is a full-service accounting and business advisory firm with a large focus on business sales for Main Street and lower middle market businesses. With 3 offices in Richmond and a team of CPAs and enrolled agents, Maxwell & Associates offers tax prep services, bookkeeping, payroll services, along with full-service business brokerage offerings, including succession and growth planning, mergers and acquisitions, and post-business sale consulting. Call 804-200-8442 to speak to Jim.
It's always Friday at TGI Fridays, and now it's always happy hour. All day, every day at all 4 of our Richmond locations with $4 cocktails and $2 Miller Lite drafts. All day, every day at TGI Fridays. Enjoy wings cooked to perfection in your choice of sauces, whiskey glaze, Frank's Red Hot Buffalo, garlic parm, apple butter barbecue, and many more. Join us every Sunday at the West Pride location for every pro football game. And cheer on your favorite team with all day happy hour only at TGI Fridays. Delivery available at Fridays.com.
In 19- 1984, Charles McDaniel capped off his third straight season leading UVA in tackles and was named first-team All-ACC.
McDaniel has continued a legacy with a career of a different approach, helping move individuals and companies with ease.
Since 2005, McDaniel has served as the CEO of Hildrip, one of the most acclaimed moving companies in the U.S.
Whether moving near or far, Hildrip will show you why they are the best moving services company.
Next time you need help moving, go to Hildrip.com.
Do you suffer from allergies? Are you tired of feeling tired? Are you getting sinus infection after sinus infection? You may even have eczema or asthma. Come to Richmond Allergy and Asthma Specialist and find out what's causing your symptoms. Remember, if you're trying to put out a fire, stop pouring gas on it. Come to Richmond Allergy and Asthma Specialist today. You can find us at richmondallergy.com.
Thank you to all Virginia Athletic Foundation members for your support of Virginia Athletics. This is Brennan Armstrong, quarterback for your Virginia Cavaliers. Your contributions help our team excel in the classroom, competition, and in the community. Go Hoos!
Hi, I'm Tony Elliott. I encourage you to support our efforts to build the model program by becoming a member of the Virginia Athletics Foundation today.
To make a difference in the lives of UVA student-athletes, call the Virginia Athletics Foundation at 434-982-5555 or visit VirginiaAthleticsFoundation.com.
It's tournament time, and Mosquito Squad is a proud member of Who's Talking. Mosquito Squad has you covered for all your mosquito and tick control. Most other companies charge extra for ticks, but we don't at Mosquito Squad. No contracts with 100% satisfaction guarantee is why Richmond loves us. We even have all natural options available. New clients receive first treatment for $39. Call the squad at 804-409-2710 or go to mosquitosquad.com and fight the bite.
Nobody covers the Wahoos quite like these two. You're listening to Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobbo Hobgood on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan and now on 105.1 FM.
Yes, it is a rush to be at the Greensboro Coliseum for the ACC tournament, 29th time held here in Greensboro. And I'm delighted to be sitting here with Jim Hobgood, my partner, and we've got two good friends joining us. We've never had this deadly duo seated with us or even call in. We've got Scott German on my left, and we've got Chris Graham on my right. You might know Chris wrote a really good book some years ago, two good books. Help me, Mad About You, which was really a history about U-Haul, which is a fascinating book. I think you can still get it on Amazon.
It is still available on Amazon, yes, sir.
And then the second book you've written is called Team of
Destiny.
Destiny.
About the 2019 championship team.
Wow.
And I've read the first one. I still haven't read the second one. Shoot me. But anyway, delighted.
You know, the book has outlasted University Hall, you know. The book is still out there, but the U-Haul is not.
At this point, yes.
That's very sad. I can't believe you just did that to me. All right. Well, we've got these two fellows here, and they cover UVA football and UVA basketball as well as anybody. And I think at times they've shown great resilience. And I want to get your take, and I'll let the two of you guys take turns. Talk to us a little bit about covering the UVA basketball team this season and why it's been somewhat challenging.
This team played its best basketball, at least to this point, in November. In Las Vegas, the win over Baylor, the win over Illinois, when everybody was fully healthy, played great basketball. We thought, of course, at the time that you know there'd be even more growth since, but then Reese Beekman got hurt. Ben Vanderplas jumps into the starting lineup, then he's been dealing with an injury. So it's been a while since this team has played its best basketball, and yet it's 23-6 and co-regular season champions in the ACC.
Now, they shot the ball well early in the season. Now, do you think the injuries are impacting the shooting ability?
I think so. I think because Reese Beekman, when he can penetrate the lane and kick out, it's so hard. The opponents have to account for him penetrating, and you get a lot of guys cheating off the guys on the perimeter to, you know, kind of double team him or at least check him a little bit, and it leaves those guys out there just a little sliver more open. And with him a little damaged, a little dinged up, you know, he's not quite as good at the basket as he had been. So that means that they can stay out there on those perimeter shooters more. I think that's a big impact there.
Let me switch to your colleague here. Isaac McNeely came in as a shooter by reputation. I haven't seen it that much in games yet. And now he's obviously made some shots, but I wouldn't call him J.J. Redick or Curtis Staples yet. Do you think that's going to come?
I think it will. Chris and I often talk on Press Row that I think he's playing within the system. And we often, we're both analytics type people, and I keep the track of how many shots he doesn't take that he maybe should have. And I've talked to Isaac, and he basically says the same thing. He's playing within the system. He takes the shots that are there.
You know, it was a long time ago, but I never had one of those, a shot that I didn't take.
Or didn't like.
So, but you know, it's a good point, though, because there are a number of times where I'm watching the game, and he'll catch the ball in a situation, and I'm thinking, shoot it.
Shoot the ball.
You know, you're open. You know, you're a shooter, you're open. All right, so there's still 15 or 20 seconds on the shot clock. If you got a great shot, take it.
Jim, I often wondered, and I won't date you, but you were one of my first college idols.
Ah,
heroes.
Well, what do we say? Take a number? No, I'm just kidding.
Do you think it would help, and you played along a great shooter at Barry Parkhill, do you think it would help Isaac to talk to Barry about taking those shots when they're
well,
there?
You know, Barry, you know, he was a great clutch shooter. I always put Barry, Jeff Lamp, Brian Stith, some of the greats. Wally Walker would fit in that category, too, because he was also a teammate of mine as well. So, yeah, but I just sometimes attribute it. You're saying the system. Sometimes I think he's a first-year guy, and maybe he's still a little reserved in taking that shot as readily as he might. But, you know, and part of the problem is he's taking three or four shots a game from three. Sometimes you go 0 for 3, but if you take 5, 6, or 7, you might make the next three or four, you know. So
I want to interject something real quick. I remember that first year and a half or so of Joe Harris. How many times did members of the media and the fans themselves say, shoot it, just shoot it? But Joe Harris was learning the system. He was learning how to fit in with his teammates, learning how to set up other players. I think McNeely is that type of kid too. I think he has supreme confidence. He just understands, I want to be on this team. I want to be part of this team. And I think maybe a situation will arise where his teammates say, look, we need you to come alive tonight.
We forget that Malcolm Brogdon, we remember Malcolm being the three-time first-team All-ACC player as a sophomore, junior, and senior, but as a freshman,
yeah.
He averaged 6.9 points a game. He had to grow into himself, too. McNeely's playing the most minutes of any first-year player under Tony Bennett since Malcolm Brogdon.
Really?
He earned his minutes by playing defense, and yep. He's slowly trickling out those shots. So
yep.
I see a potential for a similar growth pattern. I mean, obviously, it's hard to say a guy's going to be the next Malcolm Brogdon, but the fact that he's getting all the minutes he's getting this year, he's getting 22 minutes a game, says a lot about what Tony thinks in terms of his ability to play defense and earn those minutes.
I was just going to ask, do you think he's coming along defensively?
Yeah, you know, he had the advantage of having played the pack line defense in high school. His high school coach at Poca High School in Poca, West Virginia, the Poca Dots, as they are nicknamed, they played the pack line, and his coach learned it from Tony Bennett and his staff. He actually came to UVA a few times and kind of got some of their principles. And so, you know, it's different still playing in college as in high school, but he knew the principles. He already knew what he was doing, and that showed early on. That's when he was earning those minutes. So, and his high school coach even said, you know, several times, he's not going to take bad shots. He's a good player. He's going to pass the ball. He's going to distribute. You don't see a lot of high school guys who get to the Division I Power 5 college level who are that unselfish. And so we got to get a little bit of that selfishness out of him, though. That's the thing.
You know, to make a deep run either this week or in the next several weeks, Virginia's going to have to shoot the ball well. Are they capable of doing that again?
Wow. I believe they are. I think it's shooting his confidence, right? So make some shots, and it'll start falling in place. I really do. And do you think the flow of the game is a little different here in the tournament as it is? Do you think there's a separation between regular season and tournament?
Well, you know, I always have felt that Tony Bennett's style of fewer possessions in a game is sort of the way the tournament play is conducted. So I always felt that was an advantage for Virginia because they sort of play that way all the time rather than run up and down in a fast tempo. The downside to playing the way that Virginia does, a lot of games are going to come down to the last few minutes where execution is crucial. So it's, can you make that defensive stop? Can you make the jump shot? And can you make the free throws? And why is that? Why are we struggling so much making free throws?
And it's not. Sometimes when a team struggles at the free throw line, it's because the wrong guys are shooting free throws. It might be a guy who shoots 50% is getting fouled a lot. These are the guys who are missing free throws lately are the guys who should be making the free throws. So that's the frustrating thing. I mean, Jim, you played. Free throws are a function of, I think, a little bit of your fitness, your endurance, and also just your concentration. And so I think like anything else, it can be contagious.
Right.
Bad things can be contagious, just like good things can be contagious. And I think that it's been in their head for a few weeks now, and they have to have a good night at the line, and maybe that'll go away.
Yeah, Vanderplas got a nice round of applause the other day when he made one. You know, so that was good.
Positive swing thoughts, right?
Yes,
let's
yes.
use the golf terminology here.
You know, looking at the Virginia lineup, Virginia knows what it's going to get from Kihei Clark every night. Okay. Jaden Gardner has proven over the last couple of weeks, 3 weeks, he's going to give you 15 to 17 points. Reese Bigman, you're going to get, the other night he had 11 assists, which is crazy. That's a lot of assists. My question to you, Armon Franklin. To me, when Armon Franklin is hitting, these other teams fall apart. Now, he had a big shot against Clemson in the corner right in front of the Clemson bench, and I made a note of it. I said, that could be the beginning of something for him. And these last two games of the regular season, he seemed to have refound his stroke and his confidence. The question is, will it carry over here inside this very large arena?
I think he's like a lot of shooters. If he can make his first shot or you know, make a shot early in the game, mm-hmm. it builds confidence. And what he's doing differently this year than what he did last year, he's shooting the ball better in general, but he's also taking it to the basket, taking it to the lane more.
Yep.
And, you know, that can give you the opportunity. Once you see a ball go through the net,
yep.
that can give you confidence, even if it's a little bunny. It can make you say, ah, one went in. Now the next time I shoot a three-pointer, maybe that gives me some confidence. So him early, the first 5 minutes are really key for him in terms of whether he's engaged or not.
And that brings me to Ryan Dunn, the secret weapon. So we've laughed at this, Scott, that, you know, Dunn comes in the game and these opponents, they just do not know what's going to happen. I mean, Bobby Stokes told us on the air a month or so ago that essentially Ryan Dunn gets better every time he sees him. When I see Dunn play, he's the kind of guy you'd like to pick on the playground is, all right, I want him on my team because he can block shots, he can rebound, he can run the court, he can jump up and dunk the heck out of it, and he can make a shot every now and then, and he seems comfortable at the foul line most of the time. What are your thoughts?
I agree with you, Frank. I'm just concerned that we're not seeing enough of him. And
okay.
when we do see him,
yep.
is it because someone else is in foul trouble? Someone
right.
else is not playing?
Right.
Well, is it time that we saw more of him to begin with?
Now, and that's a good point. Frank and I have had this conversation. Assuming we play Carolina tomorrow night, the Nance matchup against Gardner is problematic. And Frank and I have been talking back and forth about the positives of playing Dunmore from a defensive standpoint. I've advocated hockey rules where you can change on the fly. Send Gardner in on the offensive end and send Dunn in to play defense. But what do you guys think about that?
Yeah, Dunn guarding a four, a stretch four like Nance, and who's got the athletic ability to get to the rim and get in the lane, too. Very important. I think, as Vanderplas has struggled with his health, he's had a bad back the last few weeks, that Dunn, at defensively and offensively, he was recruited as a guard to play at Virginia. He was 6'4 or 6'5 when they recruited him.
Right.
He still has those guard skills.
And he's 6'8.
And he's 6'8 now. Yeah, he's grown more into his body, so... You know, defensively, I think offensively as well. He can make you respect just like Vanderplas can when he's on offense.
Yep.
He's hit a couple of threes, and they've been in contact in offense threes. So I think on both ends he can be a benefit to this team.
All right. We got 30 seconds before we go to break. Final thoughts in terms of the games tonight. Scott, you cursed.
The 7 o'clock game is going to be awesome. Carolina fighting for their life. I'm hearing that Boston, BC may have their big man post back.
That's what we hear.
I think Carolina's on the ropes tonight.
All right, VPI versus State. Chris?
Virginia Tech is better than they've played. I mean, better than their record indicates anyway. And so that's going to be a heck of a game. I think it could go either way.
All right, two great games tonight. And we look forward to see what happens tonight. It affects what's going to happen tomorrow night when Virginia finally gets to play at 7 o'clock. All right, we're going to head to break here.
We thank you guys. Don't make yourself strangers in the future here.
Thank you, Jim.
Might have
thanks
to do this again.
On. Yeah, thanks. Thanks a lot.
All right, stay with us. Who's Talking returns in a few minutes.
Thank you to all Virginia Athletic Foundation members for your support of Virginia Athletics. This is Brennan Armstrong, quarterback for your Virginia Cavaliers. Your contributions help our team excel in the classroom, competition, and in the community. Go Hoos!
Hi, I'm Tony Elliott. I encourage you to support our efforts to build the model program by becoming a member of the Virginia Athletics Foundation today.
To make a difference in the lives of UVA student-athletes, call the Virginia Athletics Foundation at 434-982-5555 or visit virginiaathleticsfoundation.com.
Ortho Virginia is now introducing the newest doctor, Dr. Owusu Achow, but his patients know him as Dr. O. Dr. O is an orthopedic surgeon specializing in sports-related injuries with Ortho Virginia. Dr. O practices locally in Richmond at our Schrader Road office, as well as Prince George. He performs minimally invasive repairs of the knee and hip, especially ACL surgery and hip labral repairs. Excellent team-based sports medicine care has the power to level the playing field and uplift communities. At Ortho Virginia, we are passionate about getting you back in the game.
Mitchell Endoscopy Center is a full-service gastroenterology practice specializing in colon cancer screening. All procedures are performed by a physician in our state-of-the-art endoscopy center under monitored propofol sedation.
New recommendations for colon cancer screening start at age 45. Cancer screening should be a regular part of your life. Screening tests help find cancer early.
Come visit us at MitchellEndoscopyCenter.com or call 804-282-3114 to schedule your screening colonoscopy now.
Charles McDaniel, starting UVA linebacker from 82 to 85, set a record with 130 tackles.
Now McDaniel is the president of Hildrip Moving and Storage, an agent for United Van Lines.
The same discipline McDaniel showed on the field is now seen through his leadership at Hildrip.
Whether you're moving your home, company, or employees, Hildrip is committed to helping you get to your next destination with ease.
Their game plan, to be the best moving services company, period.
Next time you need help moving, call Hildrip at 800-476-6688.
The mission is clear at the Faison Center, to give children and adults with autism and related challenges the best opportunity to improve their life's journey through evidence-based practice.
Their mission across the lifespan is accomplished through specific programs designed to meet the needs of families at different points in their lives. The Faison School, the Faison Behavioral Health Clinic, and Faison Adult Services.
To learn more, go to FaisonCenter.org and consider making an online gift. Or call the Faison Center at 804-612-1945.
It's your number one online source as a Virginia fan. TheSaber.com gives you the best access to Virginia football.
Throws down the middle of the field. It's caught. Keon Johnson reaches.
Men's basketball.
Cavaliers having to face the noise. Parentes fires from three and hits another dagger.
And recruiting.
You know, with the UVA, I know he made a visit to Charlottesville last month.
Plus, don't forget about the informative articles and, of course, the message boards. The online source for the serious Wahoo fan.
thesaber.com.
Maxwell & Associates is a full-service accounting and business advisory firm with a large focus on business sales for Main Street and lower middle market businesses. With three offices in Richmond and a team of CPAs and enrolled agents, Maxwell & Associates offers tax prep services, bookkeeping, payroll services, along with full-service business brokerage offerings, including succession and growth planning, mergers and acquisitions, and post-business sale consulting. Call 804-200-8442 to speak to Jim.
Hello, this is Kevin Lang with Town Bank. As a proud graduate of UVA, I know talent gets you on the field, but it's attitude and effort that keeps you there. That's how we play at Town Bank. Local bankers, local decisions, team players. It's what you can count on from Town Bank, serving others and enriching lives.
Town Bank is a proud supporter of UVA sports. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The only way to get closer to the Cavaliers is to make the team. This is Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobbo Hopgood on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan and now on 105.1 FM.
Frank and Hobbo back at the Greensboro Coliseum. Final segment tonight. Who's Talking show number 45, and it's been a lot of fun. Mike Barber with the Times-Dispatch earlier, and then most recently with Chris Graham and Scott German of the Augusta Free Press.
Number 45 maybe this year. It's like 480-something, isn't it?
I said 45.
485.
I said 485.
Oh, I thought you said 45.
Hobbo, we're going to have to get you that earwax out of there.
I know. The hearing is gone, along with a few other things, which we won't detail right now.
Linda was afraid to talk about it at breakfast.
Hey, we should
today.
Say thank you to Linnell back in the home port.
And also,
and Vicente.
It's Vicente.
Vicente.
Yes. Hobbo is
That's
never,
easy for you to say.
He's never gotten it right. You know. All right. We've had fun here. We're going to be back tomorrow night at 6 o'clock again. We've got Jerry Ratcliffe, the incredibly well-known, distinguished writer. He's now in the Virginia Sports Hall of Fame.
Yeah, he will be this spring or summer, but yep. He's been inducted, or not inducted, but selected.
Selected.
I guess is the right word.
And we have Dave Glenn, formerly the editor of the ACC Sports Journal.
Otherwise known as the Poop Sheet.
And then he also had the Dave Glenn radio show, which was syndicated throughout the Carolinas.
And I believe he's a lawyer by profession. He's a graduate of law school, so very well-educated, well-informed individual. So it'll be fun to have him on tomorrow.
And a good friend of Who's Talking.
Yeah, we've had him on many times.
And, so, you know, he and I became good friends after we peppered Coach Krzyzewski after one of Coach K's better wins, a two-point win against the Cavaliers in the ACC tournament many years ago, and we were asking him hard questions just about other things to do with the tournament and so forth.
And we are, we've said it earlier, but grateful to the Mosquito Squad for jumping in and helping out with some of the expenses of coming down here. But let me add, we've asked our guests, what do you expect tonight in Boston College, North Carolina, and Tech and State?
You know, I think Boston College, the Eagles are playing with house money. They had sort of a joyful victory against Louisville. The last 5 minutes was very exciting for their bench and their fans, and they pulled away late. They did everything you needed to do.
In that regard, it'll be interesting to me if the game is tight as mm-hmm. it comes down to the wire, whether Carolina will tense up a little bit, you know, because with all they've got riding on the game tonight and this week.
But we'll see.
I think it's going to be a competitive game, particularly if Post can play.
I think Carolina's going to be very tense. I think they haven't played the kind of basketball they thought they would play. And I expect, you know, the Tar Heels have a lot of talent. I mean, good grief. Caleb Love and Davis and Armando Baycott and Nance. I mean, good grief. But for some reason, the Carolina machine has not.
It hasn't gelled this year.
It has not. So I think that game is actually going to be much closer than people expected. VPI playing NC State in the late game. The Wolfpack has had similar trials and tribulations this year. VPI has their back against the wall, chip on the shoulder. I expect that team to play very hard tonight. I expect the Hokies are going to come out with fire in the belly, and they might beat State. They might just beat them.
Absolutely. I mean, I expect two compelling games tonight. I might give State just a slight edge because I think their guards are a little more athletic and a little quicker than the Tech guards. But, you know, Virginia Tech's one of those teams. They have multiple shooters, and if they start making shots, they can beat absolutely anybody. But should be a great night in the Coliseum, two great games, and leading into the quarterfinal round tomorrow, which will be just a terrific day of basketball.
So I think the key to Tech tonight is number 21, Grant Basile, and number 25, Justin Mutz. If the two of them can get some rebounds and get some low post buckets to take the pressure off the VPI guards, I think they're going to be right there at the end.
And they defensively contain the Barnes kid, who kind of looks like a barn. He doesn't look like he's in great shape, but he apparently is.
He can play.
Yeah, he's got great skills. So it'll be a fascinating game to watch. Both of them will be.
I do. I think Carolina will eke out a win. They'll have a huge crowd here. I'm going to predict VPI in the upset against State. I don't think State is playing anything close to consistently, and Kevin Keats is going to kick a chair.
We'll be prepping everybody tomorrow evening for the big game of the tournament, which is at 7 o'clock when the Hoos take the floor for the first time against likely Carolina or Boston College. But if it's Carolina, it's going to be a tough game for the Hoos. They're going to have to play well, be focused, execution, and make some shots.
Yeah, no question. I'm not going to worry about that game just yet because there's two games tonight. But I think Tony Bennett will have the Wahoos ready to go tomorrow night. I think he's had a couple of days and to get ready, and he's analyzed the opposition.
Well, as I always say, in Tony we trust.
Yeah.
So I think he's had a couple of weeks to make adjustments from the game in Chapel Hill. So I'm sure the Hoos will have a very good game plan to go up against, well, either one of them for that matter, but certainly Carolina.
There's the music. And we want to thank again Vicente Arroyo, who's seated to my right. He's helped us do this a number of times now at the ACC tournament. And Linnell Bynum back in Richmond for all his good work at the 910 Studios.
And our guests, who were terrific tonight.
They were terrific. And Hobbo, I've had fun with you again tonight.
Absolutely. We'll do it again tomorrow.
Go Hoos tomorrow night.
Thanks, everybody, for listening.
Thanks for listening to Who's Talking on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM. Brought to you by Ortho Virginia, Town Bank of Richmond, TGI Fridays, Clinical Research Partners, Richmond Allergy and Asthma, and Oaklea Press.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron.
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
eight Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away two Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win, only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
Thank you to all Virginia Athletic Foundation members for your support of Virginia Athletics. This is Brennan Armstrong, quarterback for your Virginia Cavaliers. Your contributions help our team excel in the classroom, competition, and in the community. Go Hoos!
Hi, I'm Tony Elliott. I encourage you to support our efforts to build the model program by becoming a member of the Virginia Athletics Foundation today.
To make a difference in the lives of UVA student-athletes, call the Virginia Athletics Foundation at 434-982-5555 or visit virginiaathleticsfoundation.com.
Ortho Virginia is now introducing the newest doctor, Dr. Owusu Achow, but his patients know him as Dr. O. Dr. O is an orthopedic surgeon specializing in sports-related injuries with Ortho Virginia. Dr. O practices locally in Richmond at our Schrader Road office, as well as Prince George. He performs minimally invasive repairs of the knee and hip, especially ACL surgery and hip labral repairs. Excellent team-based sports medicine care has the power to level the playing field and uplift communities. At Ortho Virginia, we are passionate about getting you back in the game.
Mitchell Endoscopy Center is a full-service gastroenterology practice specializing in colon cancer screening. All procedures are performed by a physician in our state-of-the-art endoscopy center under monitored propofol sedation.
New recommendations for colon cancer screening start at age 45. Cancer screening should be a regular part of your life. Screening tests help find cancer early.
Come visit us at MitchellEndoscopyCenter.com or call 804-282-3114 to schedule your screening colonoscopy now.
Charles McDaniel, starting UVA linebacker from 82 to 85, set a record with 130 tackles.
Now McDaniel is the president of Hildreth Moving and Storage, an agent for United Van Lines.
The same discipline McDaniel showed on the field is now seen through his leadership at Hildreth.
Whether you're moving your home, company, or employees, Hildreth is committed to helping you get to your next destination with ease.
Their game plan, to be the best moving services company, period.
Next time you need help moving, call Hildreth at 800-476-6688.
The mission is clear at the Faison Center, to give children and adults with autism and related challenges the best opportunity to improve their life's journey through evidence-based practice.
Their mission across the lifespan is accomplished through specific programs designed to meet the needs of families at different points in their lives. The Faison School, the Faison Behavioral Health Clinic, and Faison Adult Services.
To learn more, go to FaisonCenter.org and consider making an online gift. Or call the Faison Center at 804-612-1944.
It's your number one online source as a Virginia fan. TheSaber.com gives you the best access to Virginia football.
Throws down the middle of the field. It's caught. Keon Johnson reaches.
Men's basketball.
Cavaliers having to face the noise. Parentes fires from three and hits another dagger.
And recruiting.
You know, with UVA, I know he made a visit to Charlottesville last month.
Plus, don't forget about the informative articles and, of course, the message boards. The online source for the serious Wahoo fan. TheSaber.com.
Maxwell & Associates is a full-service accounting and business advisory firm with a large focus on business sales for Main Street and lower middle market businesses. With three offices in Richmond and a team of CPAs and enrolled agents, Maxwell & Associates offers tax prep services, bookkeeping, payroll services, along with full-service business brokerage offerings, including succession and growth planning, mergers and acquisitions, and post-business sale consulting. Call 804-200-8442 to speak to Jim.
Hello, this is Kevin Lang with Town Bank. As a proud graduate of UVA, I know talent gets you on the field, but it's attitude and effort that keeps you there. That's how we play at Town Bank. Local bankers, local decisions, team players. It's what you can count on from Town Bank, serving others and enriching lives.
Town Bank is a proud supporter of UVA sports. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The only way to get closer to the Cavaliers is to make the team. This is Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobbo Hopgood on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan and now on 105.1 FM.
We'll be right back.
Frank and Hobbo back at the Greensboro Coliseum. Final segment tonight. Who's Talking show number 45, and it's been a lot of fun. Mike Barber with the Times-Dispatch earlier, and then most recently with Chris Graham and Scott German of the Augusta Free Press.
Number 45 maybe this year. It's like 480-something, isn't it?
I said 45.
485.
I said 485.
Oh, I thought you said 45.
So. How about we're going to have to get you that earwax out of there.
I know. The hearing is gone, along with a few other things, which we won't detail right now.
Linda was afraid to talk about it at breakfast.
Hey, we should say thank you to Linnell back in the home port.
And then also,
and Vicente.
It's Vicente.
Vicente.
Yes. Hobbo's
That's
never,
easy for you to say.
He's never gotten it right. You know. All right. We've had fun here. We're going to be back tomorrow night at 6 o'clock again. We've got Jerry Ratcliffe, the incredibly well-known, distinguished writer. He's now in the Virginia Sports Hall of Fame.
Yeah, he will be this spring or summer, but he's been selected.
Selected.
I guess is the right word.
And we have Dave Glenn, formerly the editor of the ACC Sports Journal.
Otherwise known as the Poop Sheet.
And then he also had the Dave Glenn radio show, which was syndicated throughout the Carolinas.
And
for
I believe he's a lawyer by profession. He's a graduate of law school, so very well-educated, well-informed individual. So it'll be fun to have him on tomorrow.
And a good friend of Who's Talking.
Yeah, we've had him on many times.
And,
so,
you know, he and I became good friends after we peppered Coach Krzyzewski after one of Coach K's better wins, a two-point win against the Cavaliers in the ACC tournament many years ago, and we were asking him hard questions just about other things to do with the tournament and so forth.
And we are, we've said it earlier, but grateful to the Mosquito Squad for jumping in and helping out with some of the expenses of coming down here. But let me add, we've asked our guests, what do you expect tonight in Boston College, North Carolina, and Tech and State?
You know, I think Boston College, the Eagles are playing with house money. They had sort of a joyful victory against Louisville. The last 5 minutes was very exciting for their bench and their fans, and they pulled away late. They did everything you needed to do.
In that regard, it'll be interesting to me if the game is tight as it comes down to the wire, whether Carolina will tense up a little bit, you know, because with all they've got riding on the game tonight and this week.
But well,
we'll see. I think it's going to be a competitive game, particularly if Post can play.
I think Carolina is going to be very tense. I think they haven't played the kind of basketball they thought they would play. And I expect, you know, the Tar Heels have a lot of talent. I mean, good grief. Caleb Love and Davis and Armando Bacot and Nance. I mean, good grief. But for some reason, the Carolina machine has not.
It hasn't gelled this year.
It has not. So I think that game is actually going to be much closer than people expected. VPI playing NC State in the late game. The Wolfpack has had similar trials and tribulations this year. VPI has their back against the wall, chip on the shoulder. I expect that team to play very hard tonight. I expect the Hokies are going to come out with fire in the belly, and they might beat State. They might just beat them.
Absolutely. I mean, I expect two compelling games tonight. I might give State just a slight edge because I think their guards are a little more athletic and a little quicker than the Tech guards. But, you know, Virginia Tech's one of those teams. They have multiple shooters, and if they start making shots, they can beat absolutely anybody. But should be a great night in the Coliseum. Two great games and leading into the quarterfinal round tomorrow, which will be just a terrific day of basketball.
So I think the key to Tech tonight is number 21, Grant Basile, and number 25, Justin Mutz. If the two of them can get some rebounds and get some low post buckets to take the pressure off the VPI guards, I think they're going to be right there at the end.
And they defensively contain the Barnes kid, who kind of looks like a barn. He doesn't look like he's in great shape, but he can
play.
Yeah, he's got great skills. So it'll be a fascinating game to watch. Both of them will be.
I do. I think Carolina will eke out a win. They'll have a huge crowd here. I'm going to predict VPI in the upset against State. I don't think State is playing anything close to consistently, and Kevin Keats is going to kick a chair.
We'll be prepping everybody tomorrow evening for the big game of the tournament, which is at 7 o'clock when the Hoos take the floor for the first time against likely Carolina or Boston College. But if it's Carolina, it's going to be a tough game for the Hoos. They're going to have to play well, be focused, execution, and make some shots.
Yeah, no question. I'm not going to worry about that game just yet because there's two games tonight. But I think Tony Bennett will have the Wahoos ready to go tomorrow night. I think he's had a couple of days and to get ready, and he's analyzed the opposition.
Well, as I always say, in Tony we trust.
Yeah.
So I think he's had a couple of weeks to make adjustments from the game in Chapel Hill. So I'm sure the Hoos will have a very good game plan to go up against, well, either one of them for that matter, but certainly Carolina.
There's the music. And we want to thank again Vicente Arroyo, who's seated to my right. He's helped us do this a number of times now at the ACC tournament. And Linnell Bynum back in Richmond for all his good work at the 910 studios.
And our guests who were terrific tonight.
They were terrific. And Hobbo, I've had fun with you again tonight.
Absolutely. We'll do it again tomorrow.
Go Hoos tomorrow night.
Thanks, everybody, for listening.
Thanks for listening to Who's Talking on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Brought to you by Ortho Virginia, Town Bank of Richmond, TGI Fridays, Clinical Research Partners, Richmond Allergy and Asthma, and Oaklea Press.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at RingCentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.